Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. As reported 28 minutes ago from Las Vegas McCarran International Airport, the data doc Ken Colburn reported, and so it ends, IFA 2011, as pictured on Twitter with 42 others at the airport. Yeah, it was really a great show. And what we're doing today on Franchise Today is giving a little bit of my insight and experience as I spent 5 days at the IFA convention in Las Vegas. And today we'll be taking tweets, something that we haven't done yet throughout the show. So be sure to send me your tweets, your comments, share some of your thoughts about the IFA convention, and we'll try to talk about it here today on the air. And as D.L. Daugherty, that's his Twitter handle, at D.L. Daugherty says, it was really great to connect with you at IFA 2011. Let's keep the discussion going. And I guess that's what it's all about, is to continue this conversation. There was no start, no end to everybody getting together in Las Vegas for a fabulous convention. It is all about building relationships and continuing to stay in touch. You know, certainly the event was, in my mind, very monumental. It was fabulous, one of the best events I've been to in years. I'd have to say that the excitement and the buzz starting from Saturday morning when I got there till leaving yesterday evening. Unfortunately, I did not stay for the gala. I understand it was great. But the buzz, the excitement, and as it relayed to the exhibit hall, was just tremendous. If you recall last year in San Antonio during the event, it was kind of a little bit of a lack of enthusiasm, and people were kind of kicking tires on some things, and it was more about, you know, saying hi to people they met over the years. But this year was a little bit different. There was an excitement in the air. There was a buzz going around, talking to people in the booths. There were people that were actually buying and really looking to make improvements, and it was a really, really, really great event. So remember, anybody listening today, tweet me your comments during the Franchise Today show. Be on for the next hour as I share my insight and experience, and I would love to share yours as well with our audience. Use the hashtag IFA so I only have to look at one list. It really make my job a lot easier today. So let's talk a little bit about the IFA convention. I got there Saturday morning. It was really great. I got to meet Katrina Mitchell at Franchise Speak, which was really exciting. If you don't know her, she has a speakers bureau that's entirely geared towards franchising. And if you have any events coming up and you need some professional speakers that truly know franchising, I recommend that you get involved with Katrina. I met Katrina a while back online as she was promoting Greg Nathan's Franchise Relations Boot Camp, which he does every year. And, of course, many that know Greg Nathan know that he has the Franchise Relationships Institute, FRI, and you'll find him online at Greg Nathan, FRI, I believe. Yes, FRI. So anyway, if you haven't yet listened to Greg talk, and I had the pleasure of listening to Greg talk this past weekend at the, as I said, right before the IFA convention actually started, it was during one of the ICFE sessions, and he was talking about franchise relations. Really good stuff, and I understand, although I don't think the dates are quite set yet, in September, he'll be holding two franchise relations boot camps, and I believe the cities are in Dallas and Denver. So stay tuned for more details on that. Anyway, like I said, there's a lot of things going on. Social media really seemed to be the big buzzword, the big buzz phrase throughout. And it really was exciting because, as everybody knows, how passionate I am about social media. And, you know, that started with the IFA convention. The social media aspect really was brought to the forefront by the great staff at the IFA and recent additions of Tom Howler, who you can also communicate with online at franchising411 on Twitter, and then, of course, Elisa Harrison over at the IFA. And interacting with them back and forth prior to the show was really great, and it really felt, in my mind, that social media was really finally front and center with the IFA and, of course, with the IFA members. They came out with a great mobile application, and Ken Colburn and I actually commented that maybe we were just a little bit overzealous because there were so many updates coming through that it did lock up some people's phones. But, again, moving forward, I think it'll be nothing but positives with it. And, of course, as we all know, you know, there's always a learning experience. And that's what was the case with the mobile app. But I got to say, it was tremendous. It really allowed people to stay connected when it was working properly. And it was just great. It really was great. It gave scheduling, told you who the speakers were, gave them a little profile. It was really great that we didn't have to go ahead and carry books around and look for pieces of paper. Really something. And it was a big difference between last year and this year with respect to social media. There was a lot of roundtable discussions about it. There was a lot of the concurrent education sessions about it. Ford Sykes, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, or Sakes, that spoke about social media at the Women's Franchise Committee event. It was just a fabulous event that led off the Technology Summit. The Technology Summit had a lot of roundtables with respect to social media. So, hey, if you think it's a fad, boy, you're surely mistaken. It is here to stay. And as Eric Qualman, the author of Socialnomics and the person behind those great social media revolution videos that have gone viral, is quoted as saying, social media return on investment means you'll still be in business 5 years from now. And I really believe that franchising is starting to get it. I think it might be a little bit behind the curve, but I think we're moving forward. And to that end, you know, a lot of stuff online. Ken Colburn introduced at this convention ranking officials from Google that are really interested in learning about franchising, learning about the IFA and its members and how to make improvements, how Google can make improvements to make the search experience and, of course, location-based social media so important for franchising and how to be able to work with us to make it better and, you know, regarding, you know, Google Maps to make sure they're more accurate. I really applaud Ken Colburn and the technology committee's efforts in reaching out to Google. I understand the other person or the other brand that's out there, I think it's something called Facebook. Facebook might be right behind it and willing to talk to us. So, again, I really appreciate all that Ken and the technology committee has done. And the opportunity to be invited to the technology committee meeting, and I was really impressed. Coming at it from a marketing standpoint, I felt like it was even over my head. So these guys really are passionate about it. I also was invited to attend the membership committee as a leader in the Franchise Business Network here in San Antonio and Austin. And I'm proud to say that I'm now going to be a member on that committee as they explore using social media to enhance not only membership, but FBN and WFN, that's Women's Franchise Network, attendance. So I think it's really going to be good, and I look forward to working. And Lane Fisher is the one that's spearheading and heading up that membership committee, so I look forward to working with him and the other 40 or 50 members that are on that committee as well. I also was invited, as I said, to the marketing and PR committee, and I was really honored to be in the room with some really fabulous minds on franchising, PR, and social media and other types of marketing It really a lot of talent in there, a lot of good ideas moving down the pike. Of course, they were the ones that spearheaded the IFA mobile application. Tom Haller and Alyssa Harrison were there moderating the group and holding the discussions, and I really look forward to it. I know there was some serious consideration being given, and I would venture to say, and I'll go out on a limb believing that they will follow through, is that the IFA mobile app will eventually become a permanent app that can be used at all IFA events. You know, one of the other social media things that the IFA did was, you know, incorporating Foursquare, and people were checking in all over the place and being at the IFA event. It was really a fabulous way to stay connected. And, of course, it all populated into the IFA mobile app. And I really look forward to seeing more and more of that. Matter of fact, you know, even the new Fran blog that the IFA put out just days before the event were great to see some trending things coming through. On top of it, if you hadn't attended an IFA event lately, I mean, it was amazing the amount of information that was being put out. Every morning there was a newsletter on the tables at the different breakfast and sessions letting us know what happened the day before, the various awards. Really fabulous way of interconnecting and interacting with everybody at the event. And, you know, on a comical side, there was the Twitter handle GripComPR, which we know and love as Greg Pitkoff, was wandering around virtually as Deb Evans had a cutout of him and of Lori W. from ICED, and people were taking pictures of it with, and it was very innovative idea, and it was really a lot of fun. And I actually got to share a beer with Greg, or at least with his cutout, Flat Greg. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. You know, as you know, on the show we routinely do Are You Kidding Me, and I do need to throw in an Are You Kidding Me segment. God, anybody that was at the IFA convention that had AT&T service, or should I say disservice, it was the AT&T service at the MGM Conference Center was horrendous at best. Here I was trying to tweet, trying to Foursquare, trying to post on Facebook, and I constantly got the no service message. So I really was appreciative that Matt Haller shared with me the IFA code for some of the wireless. So I was able to pump out information. But, I mean, AT&T, are you kidding me? The MGM is one of the biggest conference centers in the country. There are thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that attend, and certainly we weren't the only ones using wireless. So are you kidding me? I can't believe between the MGM and AT&T, two big, huge conglomerate corporations, can't get their act together regarding wireless. And I hope it was a lesson learned moving forward. At least it might be a lesson for me, as I'm going to explore changing my iPhone over to Verizon. Again, let's look at the Twitter board and let's see what's coming in. Looks like a lot of people are starting to congregate at Las Vegas Airport, as of course we knew. Understand there's some press going on right now that's tied to the IFA regarding Tasty Delight getting social media right on the smart blog on restaurants right now. And again, it just goes to show about social media being front and center. But, you know, there's also some, I've got some negative comments. Maybe they're not negative. Let's call them opinion for right now so that we have an opportunity to really be objective here. We talked about the new normal. We talked about social media. We know. But I guess the thing that I'm really a little bit displeased with was in some of the material that might have been shared at some of the seminars. I kind of thought some of it was more old school, old wave, and it didn't quite incorporate what needed to be done in order to really appeal to today's you know, franchise professional. And I would say moving forward, I would hope that moving forward, the IFA would look a little bit more closely at some of the content going out in the seminars in the concurrent sessions, because I really believe it's necessary that, you know, we stay up with the times and the speakers stay up with the times. You know, that being said, there was a lot of good information out there, and I think one of the disconnects that I see, because we are in this world of social media and social interaction and social technology, that there are some that still have yet to come to the party and stick their feet in the water of social media and try it, and yet there are others that are so far behind. And it was a great session moderated by Deb Evans, and the panelists included Ken Colburn and B.J. Emerson from Tasty Delight and John Carlston from Process Peak. And I really think the conversation never got beyond talking about Facebook and LinkedIn from a fundamental standpoint. And a lot of that, to the credit of the panelists, was really dictated by the majority of the audience that really needed that elementary fundamental explanation of social media and Facebook and LinkedIn. Unfortunately, it also left some of the people in the room with a little disdain because they were looking for something beyond Facebook. So moving forward, the IFA, I would recommend, should have some basics with respect to social media, maybe some middle of the road, and definitely some advanced. And I got a lot of information out of it, as entrenched as I am about social media, but it was more talking with these individuals that were moderating or panelists after the fact. Just like I did last year, I mean, B.J. Emerson was the first person that I ever heard talk about Foursquare, and now use it every day for a lot of my clients. So, you know, long and the short of it is we need to really adapt to the times. We really need to adapt to what might be the case today, which, of course, is so widespread. You know, I just saw Greg Pitkoff wrote, say, wonder if the casino tried to shut down connectivity so people would be prompted into the gambling area. You know, it very well might be, Greg, but, you know, the connectivity is, unless they thought that the AT&T people or the ones that had AT&T service were the ones that had the most money to gamble, because the connectivity didn't go down for a lot of other people. You know, a great thing about Twitter was, and I understand last night, and I really wish I saw it, I saw Ken Colburn had posted, they did an impromptu Twitter 101 session. And I really thought it was neat because I met Lee Plave, a very well-known attorney at Plave Cook. And I met him online. Joe Caruso introduced me to Leslie Curran, who had been on the Block Talk radio show in the past. And I interacted with Lee thereafter only on Facebook. And I found it odd that at times a lot of the attorneys won't interact on social media, with the exception of on Facebook. And then I met Lee at the technology committee meeting, and I was really impressed with his knowledge about social media from a legal perspective. And then all of a sudden I started seeing Lee tweeting, and I just thought it was great. And at one of the sessions, I sat down to next to Adam Siegelheim, another prominent franchise attorney, and he had his phone out, and he was tweeting, and he said, I'm up to 4 followers. And it just goes to show how exciting things are getting with respect to this interaction through social media and the interconnectivity. I mean, it's just great. And people sharing, I know when I left, I just kept looking at my Facebook page, I kept looking at my LinkedIn page, I kept looking at Twitter, and I thought, what great tools to stay connected. And, you know, so let me back up. You know, as I said, I got there on Saturday, I went to ICFE, I met Greg Nathan and Katrina Mitchell, but I also met another individual that really stood out in my mind, and I was most honored to meet him and talk with him, which is Charlie Melancon, the new Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Public Policy. And I'll tell you, I am unbelievably enthusiastic by this man's energy and what he brings to the table for the IFA with respect to government relations. And, you know, I was impressed initially when I met him, but I was even more impressed with during the tweet-up on Sunday night, which was sponsored by the IFA, Engage One-to-One, and by Computer Explorers. I met a lot of his staff, a new staff member, Wayne, and I don't recall his last name, I apologize, and Victoria. And of course, you know, they were talking about the energy level that Charlie had, and I understood that he was told, because he just came on, you know, to come in on Saturday or Sunday in time for the event, and he said, hell, if everybody else is coming in on Tuesday, I'm coming in on Tuesday. I understand he was there opening boxes, sorting through material, and really a breath of fresh air, on top of the fact that he is so knowledgeable and so entrenched in the inner circles in Washington. I really believe it's going to be fabulous. As well, I had the distinct honor of meeting Steve Caldera, president and CEO of the IFA, and a previous guest 3 weeks ago on Franchise Today, and he took the time to talk with me for 5 or 10 minutes. Really a great guy, very approachable, very engaging, and very knowledgeable, and it really seems like the staff at the IFA really admires and respects him, and some of the things that I've heard in interacting with various IFA staff leads me to believe that he definitely was the right decision, the right person in the decision process of bringing on a new president and CEO. Really fabulous, and I think with the franchising experience that he has coming out of Dunkin' Donuts, I really think it's going to help the IFA for years to come. You know, and to that end, too, I think it's great that the incoming chairman, Jack Earl, is actually a multi-unit franchisee of McDonald's, and bringing that franchisee experience back to the chairman position at the IFA. And, of course, we had that some years ago with Doc Cohen, who, by the way, was named to the IFA Hall of Fame. So I'll definitely shout out to Doc. Congratulations. If you've ever had an opportunity to meet Doc, I mean, if you have yet to meet Doc, you're really missing something. He's quite a man and quite knowledgeable in franchising and well-loved within the IFA circles. But, you know, when I was standing there talking to Steve Caldera, Steve introduced me to Jack Earl, the incoming chairman of the IFA, and then I had the distinct pleasure of listening to Jack yesterday as he accepted the new position as chairman. And I really, really, really believe that he's going to bring a lot of great insight into the IFA from a franchisee perspective, especially. Definitely not to shortcome Ken Walker. I was really impressed by Ken's speaking, by the messages that he put out as he headed up several of the general sessions. And, of course, on a comical note, was Ken yesterday morning talking almost like Dudley Moore, an author, in an apparent drunken stupor about being out so late the night before. And if you had an opportunity to listen to it, I know you're cracking up with me. And if you haven't, try to get a copy of it through one of the CDs that's being sold by the IFA about the event, because it's worth listening to. Really fabulous, and I love the way he gets his message across. So let's go back to the Twitter board, and let's see what's being said online about today. Let's see. We've got Greg Pitkoff on there a bunch. We've got Joe Caruso on there. Jack Monson feeling a little bit of letdown. He said, no one to have breakfast here in Chicago. And, of course, we were all meeting, and it was the first time I met Jack Monson. And as you know, Jack was my guest last week on Franchise Today, leading up into the event as we discussed using real-time social media at the IFA convention. And it worked really well. A lot of people were engaged within social media. And I am pleased, you know, I mentioned Adam Siegelheim, a prominent franchise attorney, and I was honored to have to do a podcast with Adam for their website. So anyway, and again, it was about social media. So again, it definitely was the buzz. Let's see. We also have Data Doctor continues to post on Twitter. I see Deb Evans had checked into the airport. So really looks like everybody's heading out of town. We've got some people from Fishman PR posting. So there's a lot of activity going on. So let's talk about, you know, Sunday. Sunday was the Women's Franchise Committee session. It was really great. They gave the Crystal Compass Award to Dina Dwyer Owens, and it was the first time I had the opportunity to meet Dina. Actually, it was the next day we were walking down this really long hallway to get into the conference hall, and we kind of stopped and exchanged some pleasantries, but I had the opportunity to talk with her for about 5 or 10 minutes, and really a very pleasant person, and really a great person within franchising. You could just tell that she just, you know, had such a passion for franchising and certainly well-liked throughout the entire franchise community. The keynote of that event, the Women's Committee, was Keith Garrison from Soper Brands, and he talked about, you know, different things that were very pertinent to franchising, certainly, and it was good. I think that I thought there was going to be a little bit more of an impactful message, but I guess the messages are the way they are. So, you know, we lead into Monday, which of course was the really the official opening of the IFA convention. Let me back up a second. Actually, Sunday night tweet up was really extraordinary, and of course that was coming on the heels of the Taste of Franchising, which was really quite an event. It was the first time I actually was at the Taste of Franchising. I actually felt it a little bit overwhelming, especially as I was trying to walk around with Tony Roma ribs and a drink and trying to shake people's hands, and people saying, "That's okay, you don't need to shake my hand," and often that doesn't occur. But when you have barbecue sauce dripping down your hand, of course, what else can you do? So anyway, I was, like I said, it was overwhelming with respect to the Taste of Franchising. There was some great food out there. It was a ton of people. But I think maybe I expected more. So I did walk away from that part of the event a little bit disappointed. As I said, it just seemed to be overwhelming and too big. That being said, we led from there down this long, horrendous hallway at the back end of the MGM Grand, where they eventually built a bar in the West Wing. And that's where the tweet-up was. And it was a good tweet-up. I think there was 50 or 60 people. I know a lot of the engaged one-to-one people had taken pictures, and I keep seeing them pop up on Twitter. So take a look. It was a good time. You know, it was really a time that I got to meet and get a little bit more intimately knowledgeable about some of the staff at the IFA, and in particular Matt Haller, who I think is one of the a great breath of fresh air for the IFA in communication, social media. He really has it on the ball. And as I said, if you want to connect with him at franchising411, as he puts out a lot of information for the IFA. You know, something that was brought up yesterday, another type of social media and communication, and I think I have this URL correct, it's myifa.tv. And I understand it's available. I've yet to go on to check it out, but there are actually snippets of video throughout the entire IFA conference, which I look forward to you know, seeing and interacting with as the time moves on. The thing that gets me about the tweet-up, and if you've never been involved in a tweet-up, it's just a way for a lot of people on Twitter with a common cause, a common objective to get together because you have some of the same interests in mind and communicate on Twitter. And too often than not, they're people that you've never met before. I know this is the third annual tweet-up, and I think it's the best ever. I know Jack Monson and I at Engage One-to-One were talking about, you know, sponsoring a tweet-up coming up at the IFE in Washington. So I think you're going to see more of these tweet-ups going on. You know, Deb Evans and I, who stayed in, we stay in close contact, you know, met on Twitter. Think of so many people that you meet on Twitter, and then a year and a half later, you finally get to meet, and yet you've already established this relationship. And like I said, it was great. There were so many people at the tweet up, and it really was a fun event and a very late night, I must add. So, again, getting back to Monday morning, led into the opening of the event, and it led into the various tracks, the various summits. There was the International Summit, the Financial Summit, the Technology Summit, which, of course, is where I sat in at and moderated and facilitated a roundtable discussion on mobile technology. And, again, it was amazing that so many people were talking about social media and using new technology, not only from a consumer proposition standpoint, but from a franchise development standpoint. I might have been a little flippant, I guess, in the mobile technology one because I had never really thought about using mobile technology for franchise development purposes, but there was actually a couple people at the table that were, and when asked the question, how would I use mobile technology to for franchise development purposes, I said, well, that's easy. I would just pick up the phone and call. So sometimes the simplest way of using a tool is just that, pick up the phone and just call. You know, it was a lot of fun going on, too. I know Joe Caruso, my co-producer here at Franchise Today, kept throwing a little bit of a mix about, you know, me competing in martial arts and decathlon training and what have you. And if anybody saw me waddling around the convention knows that I'm definitely not an Olympian by any sense of the imagination. Matter of fact, I was going to participate in the 5K walk slash run. I certainly wasn't going to run. And I know Liberty Harper, who I met online and had the great pleasure of meeting in person, had put that together. And I was just so beat from Sunday that that wasn't happening early in the morning on Monday. And from what I understand, the group had quite a pace. So to think that I'm going to get involved in any type of Olympic training is certainly ridiculous. And, of course, as Joe had put out there, that I was doing some javelin training too, and I said the only thing I'm going to use a javelin for is to spear a piece of food. Anyway, moving on, the Technology Summit was really great. Standing room only, again, pointing towards technology as being a leader on people's minds. And again, Ford Sakes really was great. He's the president and CEO of Prime Concepts Group. He has a lot of good background. He was very engaging. I love the humor. And I thought, isn't it great? Here we are at a technology summit. And again, we ran into technological problems, as we often do here on Franchise Today, and his microphone kept going in and out. And it's amazing, I got to tell you, the amount of tweets that keep coming through gives you an idea how many people are listening to Franchise Today. And I know a lot of them are going through the airport right now, which led us into the opening general session and luncheon. Mitt Romney was the guest speaker, the keynote speaker. Very eloquent. Heard a funny thing about, you know, every time Ken Walker, the outgoing chairman, would walk on stage, they played "The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You." Well, of course, it sounds a lot like "I've Been Working on the Railroad," and I understand Mitt turned to somebody and said, "Why do they keep playing 'I've Been Working on the Railroad' when Ken Walker walked on stage?" So I thought that pretty funny. But living here in Texas, all too often I've heard "The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You." Again, you know, Monday afternoon, there was the concurrent sessions. And this is a sad note for me because I sat in on a couple. I tried to move around as best I can and interact with people and share my thoughts. And there was one particular session, and I don't think it's fair to call anybody out, but if you're at that session, I think you'll know what I mean. They were talking about franchise development and using franchise development for the new normal, for the new way of doing business. I got to tell you, again, getting back to content put out by some of the speakers, I really wish the IFA would take a little bit more, pay a little bit more attention to the content ahead of time, because I believe that a lot of several things that were said definitely crossed the line with respect to financial performance representations. And with so many young, upstart, impressionable franchisors in the room just clamoring for information and writing it down and paying special attention to it, we don't need to be getting them off on the right foot. So I think with respect to stuff where we have, you know, legal regulations and rules, and again, what a lot of people don't like to think about is laws that shouldn't be broken, that can't be broken, we need to make sure that we're putting out the information as correctly and as ethical as possible. And I was disappointed to see that occur. Leading into Tuesday was pretty interesting. You know, Ken Walker opened up again at the breakfast sponsored by Tasty Delight. And, you know, you hear these names a lot, and it's really nice to see a lot of the franchise brands contributing money, you know, for this type of promotion and sponsorship. But, you know, that day on Tuesday morning were the announcement of the current CFE class. And I believe there was 144 new CFEs walking across the stage. And it's great to see the commitment that people have. I like to look a little bit more further into the CFE program because I think it might have some shortcomings, but it is what it is right now. And it is something that's a standard. And I guess before I put my money where my mouth is or I let you-know-what overload my mouth, I probably need to look at it a little bit further so I can give a little bit of objective opinion. But, you know, along the lines of CFE, you know, there's a lot going on with FranGuard, and I was pleased to hear, again, this wasn't a public announcement, I was pleased to hear that the IFA is looking a little bit more closely at it, and there are going to be some improvements in 2011. So I was happy to hear that. There was a new benchmarking tool that was introduced, and I was really blown away by the fact that it's free to franchisors to be able to benchmark themselves and see how they are rated and graded against other franchise chains. And I guess time will tell if franchisors are taking advantage of it and getting information into the system. You know, one of the highlights of the IFA event for me was listening to Joseph DePinto, president and CEO at 7-Eleven. You know, a lot of times I look at some of these speeches made by these speakers as being very self-promoting, and as we know, he was on Undercover Boss and then subsequently on Oprah with respect to Undercover Boss. But I got to tell you, he had a lot of great messages to give franchising, and it's really something that if you didn't, weren't there, didn't have the privilege of listening to him, I would highly recommend getting one of the CDs specifically regarding his keynote address, because I really think it was really, really good with respect to franchise relations. And as we know within franchise, and we've heard over the years, you know, some various problems and disgruntled franchisees at 7-Eleven, and it looks like maybe they've made a turnaround. I mean, if the figure is accurate, I don't see why it wouldn't be, as he said it, you're opening a store every 3.5 hours across the world. I mean, that's just a phenomenal figure, and certainly one to revisit later on. You know, afterwards were the concurrent sessions, and this was led by franchisors. The suppliers weren't really involved in that as much. It was more of a chance to talk with the franchisors. A lot of people got a lot of good information out there. And, you know, when I hear this passion going on and I see it being shared, it makes me think of my own and Franchise Essentials' own commitment and dedication to franchise success at all levels. A matter of fact, during the event, I was asked so many times, now what is it that you do? And it led me actually to run back to the room and actually knock out a post. And I'd like to share that with you today because, you know, what is it that I do? It's kind of a personal reflection from the IFA convention. And it's a question that I was asked repeatedly while there, while attending the various, you know, IFA convention-related events while in Vegas. It's one that I just love answering, but also made me reflect upon what it is that I do and why. And actually, the reason is quite simple, because franchise failure makes me sick. And, you know, I'm not I love repeating that. Franchise failure makes me sick. Regardless of the cause, regardless of the excuses, regardless of people trying to rationalize or justify it, it makes me sick. And the reason I do what I do is to help franchise organizations succeed at all levels. And I know that's a lofty proposition, but it's true. It's what I've dedicated myself to as I've recovered from a near catastrophic experience 10 or so years ago. As a once successful multi-unit franchisee that took his eyes off the ball and subsequently failed. And when it also failed within a system where I helped put franchisees in business. So certainly it would be easy to reflect upon, you know, what that experience did to me. But there are other things to consider in that situation, such as, you know, such experiences can affect entire franchise organizations. I mean, there could be collateral damage. It could, you know, when somebody takes their eye off the ball, it can affect fellow franchisees. And, you know, at times it could be a ripple effect, and it affects the brand. You know, and of course, I do what I do to earn a living and provide for my family. But I could do that in a host of different industries or business environments. But instead, I chose to put the bad experience aside and focus how I can help others within franchising. Not only to avoid the mistakes I've made, but to focus on best practices that lends towards franchise success at all levels. And it's one of the reasons why, and a primary reason why, we continue to take franchise today in the direction that we have, and with some very determined work by my co-producer and friend Joe Caruso in securing some of the brightest minds in franchising, talking about best practices in franchising so we can continue to get that out towards the community so that the focus is all on the best practices. And, you know, with extensive experience and success in franchise marketing and development and in training franchisees and franchise staff alike, you know, gained in the various positions that I've held for franchisors, you know, I've focused my attention on making a difference in franchise organizations in these key areas. And sure, many people know me from my almost incessant social media activity. But I'm just embracing what I believe to be a tremendous technology and communication tool that, when utilized effectively and coupled with best practices, will contribute to franchise success at all levels. So that's what I'm doing. But you know what? Please keep asking. I would really feel bad if the question stopped. You know, We feel, you know, Joe and I both feel that we want to continue to provide content on franchise today that's relevant to the franchise community. And at the end of the day, you know, it's for you, it's for our listeners, it's for the 10 or 12,000 franchise executives out there that have become very, very, very loyal listeners. And it's unbelievable how many listens we get both live and on demand. And just like this show, we've only got a couple of hundred live listeners, but I know there'll be 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 that will listen over the weekend. But you know, at times, you know, you're in the field, you're going through challenges. You know, if you have a challenge, or if you keep repeating a challenge, you know, going through it and trying to find solutions or have a way of addressing the problem, you know, let Joe know, let myself know, and we'll see if we can incorporate it into future segments of franchise today and find an expert on the topic, whether it be an attorney, whether it be a financial advisor or whatever, and make it something that's pertinent to franchising. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, it's all about sharing and sharing resources and sharing ideas and thoughts. And we want to be able to share the same with others. you know, one of our guests last year that Joe arranged to be on the show because he knew Ron Feldman for quite some time, going to various meetings on the East Coast franchise-related meetings. I had the pleasure of finally meeting Ron and actually had dinner with him and Shelley's son and her husband and some other people. And it was really great, just that continuing that interaction with some of the brightest minds in franchising. Also had the pleasure of meeting in person for the first time Warren Lewis, the author of the Franchise Seller's Handbook, and his one of his partners there at Ackerman Centerfeet, Shelley Weatherby, another great attorney. You want to talk about two people that are passionate about doing things right in franchising. You know, and again, you know, relating back to my experience, you know, I had the really another high point for me was running into Barb Moran, as we know, the CEO of Moran Industries, the brands Mr. Transmission, Altamir, and several others. And I had the pleasure of working with Barb back in my day at Moran Industries. But, you know, here's how life throws you twists. I became a franchisee. I became a multi-unit franchisee of Moran Industries, an industry that I knew and put other people in business, and succeeded tremendously and failed almost catastrophically. And we definitely had our differences and as franchisor and franchisee. It's great that we worked through that. We came up with resolves. We kept in touch. We built a relationship. And it's amazing how they say when things come full circle, you know, here she is on the executive board at the IFA. I've become very active in the IFA, and our paths cross again for the same passion, for the same objective and the same goals, which is for the betterment of franchising. And it just, again, just epitomizes, you know, how great franchising is and how great the franchise community is. So that was really great. You know, moving forward into Tuesday afternoon's events, there was the different concurrent sessions. And like I said earlier, I sat in on Facebook and beyond for a while and found that there were just so many people that needed the basics. And I think Ken and Deb and John Carlston and BJ Emerson did a great job of answering the questions. But I think moving forward, I just think it's imperative that we have some advanced sessions for the people that are already out there. So anyway, you know, it is what it is, and it's a learning experience, and we will continue growing it. Again, I'm looking at, you know, all the people tweeting back and forth to people they met on Twitter, putting in comments about the show, referring to different things. Again, I'm sure the IFA hashtag will live on forever, and we'll be talking to about the convention for quite some time. You know, it was a networking lunch in the exhibit hall. It opened Monday afternoon, then all day on Tuesday. They had a lunch on Tuesday, and then all afternoon it was open again. And like I said, the buzz was so great that they extended the hours of the exhibit hall on Tuesday. And I don't think I talked with anybody that was exhibiting and presenting their products and services that walked away and said they were disappointed. They were all very much enthralled with the enthusiasm by people that were really interested in talking about products and services for the betterment of their organizations. So I'm really pleased. As a matter of fact, I heard a lot of them say, even after it opened for a few hours on Monday night said, hey, if the convention ended today, it would be deemed a success. I know myself with everything that I got accomplished on Saturday and Sunday before the event even officially opened, I could have left Sunday night and said it was a great success. You know, and, you know, think about this commitment. You know, Monday was Valentine's Day, and we got to spend it with all the sweethearts in franchising, the Rhonda Sandersons, the Marianne O'Connells, the Dina Dwyer Owens. I mean, there was a lot of them, too long a list to name. But a lot of people there, you know, left their loved ones at home and showed up anyway. So, you know, last year it was the same way. I mean, it was Super Bowl and people still showed up. I was glad to hear that the event drew more this year than last year. I think it was about 2,800, you know, and I challenged the franchise community that next year when we meet again around the same time in Orlando, Florida, outside of Disney World, that we exceed 3,000. That's my challenge. And now as being part of the membership committee, again, I'm going to have to put my money where my mouth is and try to help get us over that 3,000 mark. During the networking lunch with the exhibitors, there was also the Fran Pack silent auction. Again, $1 a day, $365, you know, contribution to Fran Pack really goes a long way. I know the goal and the initiative over the next few years is to have a $1 million pack, which is, I'm not sure how many other associations. I know it's rare for an association to go over a $1 million pack. I think the goal, the first goal, obviously, is $750,000 and then shortly after $1 million. I think with the team and the players and the entire franchise community, I don't see why we can't get up to $1 million. So there's another challenge for the franchise community. Let's get up to $1 million. You know, Tuesday night was Fran Jam. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but I understand there was like 800 or 1,000 people from the franchise community at the Fran Jam event. There was 12 different sponsors. I understand it was a fun time, at least. I saw some of the pictures online, and it leads me to believe the adage of, you know, what goes on in Vegas stays on Facebook is true, because I saw a lot. I even got to see Brad Fishman of PR, of Fishman Public Relations, doing some online dancing or inline country dancing on Facebook, I think courtesy of a picture taken by Ron Feldman. The next morning, you know, Wednesday morning, a lot of people were straggling in. You could tell it had been a long night. Again, I didn't have the opportunity to go because I had an early morning webinar on Wednesday morning, and it made me think of the error I might have had in scheduling, as I had a webinar scheduled at 8 a.m. Central Time, which I thought would be a piece of cake. It turned out to be 6 a.m. in Vegas time, and I had spent some time at the Cheng Cohen soiree at Tao in the Venetian the night before. Got to meet some great people there. Got to meet Ron Lynch, the CEO of Tilted Quilt, Tilted Kilt. And I got to meet, of course, a favorite of mine that I got to meet online and met in person last year and again this year, Lonnie Helgerson. And anybody at the IFA knows Lonnie, and a host of a lot of great other people that were at that event. Wednesday morning, Super Session, of course, you know, starting to wrap things up. There was some great presentations. Bonnie Levine Award went to Lynette McKee of Checkers. There was a panel of professionals up there of different franchisors talking about things. It went from there into another session of roundtables, which was really great because, remember I said, the taste of franchising, excuse me, to me, was so overwhelming. Well, the roundtables, this last wave of roundtables hosted by the Supplier Forum was actually in this same ballroom. And I'll tell you, it had people wall to wall. I don't know how many tables it must have been. It had to be close to 100 tables. And so that meant that there was probably, you know, 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 people in that room clamoring for information. I know myself and my co-facilitator, Nick Powells of No Limit Media, handled the discussion, two sessions on lead generation and social media. It was standing room only around our table. A lot of interested, you know, people, a lot of people just looking for that silver bullet, and as we told them, there isn't a silver bullet. It's not the all that. It's just another great communications tool. And like I said, there was a – I could actually give you an exact – it was actually 61 roundtables, seemed like 100. Following that was the lunch and general session. I got to listen a little bit to the speaker, Steve Forbes, and of course, he brings some great insight into, you know, governmental policy, and of course, is all about, you know, taxes and what have you, and it was really great. I wish I had the opportunity to listen further. I didn't, as I had a flight and missed the gala later on that afternoon, that evening. There was also the franchise town hall that afternoon, moderated by Jack Hall and some of the leading mayors were at the event. And I understand from what I've heard afterwards that was really very insightful and impactful. Again, you know, the convention, I think, was one of the better ones. I've been to seven or eight over the years. I really believe that we're going to build upon that. I think the IFA staff has done just a fabulous job. I'd like to thank, you know, Steve Caldera, Lisa Harrison, Paul Rocchio, Scott Lair, Matt Holler. I mean, it's just too many to mention. I just think they did a fabulous job, and I challenge you to do better next year, and I'm having a hard time thinking of how it can be improved, except, hey, do me a favor, because I don't want to do another Are You Kidding Me about AT&T. Please make sure that the Orlando Marriott has better AT&T service. Well, maybe by then I'll be on Verizon. To the people that didn't attend the event, I really wish you would have and had the opportunity to do so next year. If anything, I'd love to meet you. And there were some names. You know, it's amazing. I had contact with some of the people from Franchise Today that have been guests over the past year that I really would have liked to meet and never even ran into. And I certainly apologize, even to some of the people that I've tried to meet that we've been in contact with online. You know, Reaver@allbusiness.com. I know we tweeted back and forth, never wound up meeting each other. Had the pleasure of meeting Dan Durney, who I had only communicated with online in the past. But I was disappointed to get a chance to meet Nancy Weingartner in person, although I was at the booth four or five times, and it seemed like I always missed her. Even, you know, looking at it, you know me, I have a passion for food. I even thought a lot of the food, the level of meals at the various general sessions and luncheons, I think was far better than in the past. So overall, I really think a lot of effort was put into it. And, you know, when I met a lot of the IFA staff on Sunday morning, on Saturday when I got there, and Sunday as they were setting up and starting registration, you know, they had already been there four or five days. And rest assured, even though it was Vegas, it definitely wasn't all fun and games. They were constantly dealing with, you know, technical issues and just a host of different things. And if you haven't been out there at the MGM, you'll realize how large it is, how expansive it is, and to keep everything under one roof just was absolutely remarkable and a very fine job. A couple of suggestions that I would have, as I said earlier, I'd like to see the content looked at a little bit better ahead of time, especially of the likes of stuff that has to do with legal compliance. I think a little bit more attention needs to be paid there. Take care of the wireless issues. Really look long and hard at the sessions that you believe are going to draw a lot of people, because I do know there were some sessions, specifically the ones relating to social media, where there was standing room only and people were standing out in the hallway. And I don't think that's fair, because they paid the same amount as the people sitting. It's important that we realize which ones are going to be more popular than others and try to plan accordingly. And, of course, as I said, I'm now on the membership committee. At least that's what I've been told. So I look forward to being even more involved next year moving forward, and look to meet every one of you at upcoming events. Again, you know, IFA, what a great job. What a great convention. Until next week. I'm Paul Segretto, wishing you the best in this great, fabulous thing we call franchising. Franchise Today is out.